This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Things that have to be done. There's a during World War II, where Roosevelt came up with a thing that was totally different than World War II. He had the War Production Board.
Joe Biden was actually looking at notes when he was making that statement. The media feeds Joe Biden questions that he should be able to answer. He's prepped for this, and that's what you get. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Wow. I said this from, I don't know how long ago. I told people Joe Biden's got dementia. Something's wrong with the man's brain. And you don't have to listen to him slur his speeches or whatever else to know this. I'm going to give you a little bit of common sense in figuring this out. If you were 77 years old, you had just gotten a taste of the good life. Joe Biden has legitimately, from his perspective, I'm not talking about Hunter and his brother and his sister, where he is completely corrupted. And he's, definitely pulled some strings to get those people rich. Joe Biden himself has legitimately gotten rich. He's written books. He's giving speeches. And I don't know who would want to see a demented clown speak for $50,000 or $100,000 or $200,000, but Joe's staying busy. And he's got a wife who appears coherent. For Joe, she's a good-looking woman. In other words, he chose her. I mean, it wouldn't be my choice, but he chose her. And here's Joe coming off of baby Black Jesus being his VP. You would think that at 77 years old, he would be 78 if he were to be elected president, and he won't. You would think Joe Biden would say, I'm done. Shoot, I'm going to go hobnob. I'm going to get on private jets. I'm going to live the good life. I don't have to spend a nickel of my money. I'm going to go around living the dream on the back of baby Black Jesus and act as if we ran the best thing. And until somebody tells me otherwise, I'm done. I don't need to deal with accusations of being called a racist. I don't have to deal with accusations of being a sexual predator and being creepy. I don't have to deal with all the nepotism I've shown and all the shenanigans I've done, like the Ukraine and China with my crackhead son, or deal with my brother who always has his hand out, or my sister this or that. And I don't have anybody asking questions about me. If I'm still eclectic and quirky and stupid, nobody cares anymore. I'm living on legacy. See, that's how I know Joe Biden has dementia. Because nobody with a sound mind would go, I want to still do this. You don't have to listen to the man slur speech. You don't have to hear him just go off on a tangent, not once, not twice. Every time he speaks, he goes off on a tangent. Did you hear that nonsense? Kind of things that have to be done. During World War II, when Roosevelt came up with a thing, that thing that was totally different. You know, like, we the people, in order to, and the rest of it, and the rest of that stuff there. You know, the Union and tranquility and all that. He doesn't remember Jack. And they want this guy. The scary part of this, folks, is there are 50 million people, give or take, who want to put a demented man in the office of the presidency because they've been taught to hate so bad. Forget hate Trump. They've been taught to hate. See, let me explain this in terms that we can understand. I don't like Obama's policies. I don't even think I would like to hang around Obama because I know people like him. But I don't hate him. Not at all. And I didn't, with the things that I was, now I'm not speaking for everybody, but I would venture to tell you the majority of people that did not like Obama share exactly what I'm about to tell you, which is I heard him say what he wanted to do. I vehemently disagreed with it. I was against it the entire time. It's been vetted out on my behalf to be true. The guy doesn't know crap from Shinola. Couldn't run a country, couldn't run a company. Divisive, all the things that we predicted. And I don't hate him. We weren't taught to hate. We were taught to analyze and make a decision. The left hate Donald Trump. End of story. They hate him. And so Trump sent out a thing that he called Hiding Biden. I don't know if you guys got this fundraiser that he sent out. And he's right to say Joe Biden isn't hiding. This guy does not want to come out and face the music. And that was a clip. Please understand this. They are setting up Joe Biden for as much success as they possibly can. They give this man the questions. Do you think Joe Biden really, you know, when asked about what Trump could be doing, he came up with the war production board on his own? Yeah. Established in 1942, it was an executive order by Roosevelt. Executive Order 9024. This is obscure. You got to go do research for this nonsense. And it was meant to be a wartime act for Roosevelt, where, you know, to supervise production of goods and services during a time of war. So in other words, when Roosevelt came in and says, you're not going to make cars anymore. We need to make airplanes. We need to make munitions. So, yeah, no more pots and pans. We're shifting all this over. And it was a wartime executive act that Roosevelt did. And it established the what they call the War Production Board. And it replaced, at the time, what was called the Supply Priorities and Allocation Board and the Office of Production Management. Now, what's that got to do with this disease? The virus or anything else? Nothing. It's Joe Biden trying to sound presidential. You know what he sounded like? He sounded like an old dude, like your old grandpa sitting there and go, you know, back in the day when we had the old horse and buggy, you know, and we would ride that thing up and down the country road with me and Jill, you know, your old grandma there. That's what it sounded like. But here's the bigger point. They're setting up Biden. They want him to be successful. Here are the questions. And oh, by the way, we've done some research for you on the War Production Board. Try to work that in. And Biden still can't work it in. Hiding Biden, that's what Donald Trump calls him, because that's what he is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
On our political ticker, Barack Obama's running mate playfully admitting he was arrested more than 40 years ago. Biden joked about it in Ohio. He said he was attending a football game between his university and Ohio University, and he mistakenly followed what he called, and I'm quoting now, a lovely group of women into an all-female dormitory. Biden says an officer quickly stopped him, noting that men were not allowed inside. Biden joked it was only a temporary detention. Tonight's press.
That's just wrong on so many levels. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Oh, my gosh. His running mate. So Biden's admitting that he's, a sexual predator effectively in 2008. I mean, he's alluding to it joyfully, gleefully. How do they say jokingly? No, playfully. They said playfully admitting that he went into the all-women's dorm. By the way, how sexist is that? An all-women's dorm. Why weren't men allowed in those dorms anyway? I mean, Joe Biden loves it to go back. He's an anachronism, you know, where he's out of time. He doesn't understand that he's like a DeLorean back in the 1930s, right? Back to the future. Except Joe Biden is, It's like bringing in some dude from the 1960s into the year 2020. The dude doesn't know what he's talking. Yeah, you know, back in the day when we were, you know, boys would court the young girls and we would go over with our corsages and our bow ties. I don't know what he did, but it cracks me up. I mean, in the timing, this was 2008, Wolf Blitzer talking about him as Obama's running mate. Obama, who knows, giving Joe that job maybe stopped a lot of women from getting molested because it put Joe under the spotlight. Oh, man, I'm glad you guys are here. It's time to start talking about Joe Biden again, don't you think? I played a clip earlier of Biden where, well, let's just play it again. Because, you know, as I said, Donald Trump has been saying Biden can't hide forever, and he called him Hiding Biden.
Kinds of things that have to be done. You know, there's a during World War II, you know, where Roosevelt came up with a thing you know, was totally different than the World War II. He had the War Production Board.
There is not a lick of coherence in that statement. And I'm going to tell you, if we wanted to do this, it would actually be kind of a fun segment. If I wanted to take all the Biden, you know, snafus, all of his stupid comments and put them together, easily we could do an hour. An entire show. My producers are going, they're looking at me like, an hour? We could do a week of shows talking about how crazy the guy is. And I said earlier that forget all the snafus. Joe Biden should be enjoying. It's like with McCain. I looked at McCain. I was like, why is McCain 80-something years old and he still wants to be a senator? He married a trophy wife, Cindy McCain, years ago when she was, you know, hot. I mean, and I think she was. I mean, I've seen some earlier pictures of her. She was hot. She's at least 20 years younger than the dude, right? But he marries her. They've got money to burn. She's wealthy. He's wealthy. And what's he doing? He gets diagnosed with skin cancer, brain cancer, and he's still hanging around the Senate. That's dementia. That's crazy. I don't know how you guys feel. Can I put this in radio terms? If I hit the lotto for $100 million, I don't know if I could put a number on it, but because it takes a lot for me to leave you folks, okay? Because I know how much you depend on my show. You write to me, Kev. Where you at, man? Why are you doing best of? You know? But being serious, if I hit the lotto for $100 million, I'd do the show for another year, but I would let you know, at the end of a year, I'm out of here. You know, will I continue to run my organization and try to save the world? Yes, but I won't be doing it with 4 hours of radio prep every day. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. There's a point where you have to just go, I'm done. I've done all I can do. I'm not telling you I'd sell my soul for $100 million because I can make $100 million just switching to be a Democrat. If you want to know how I could get over the lying skank comment instantaneously, it would be if I denounced you and denounced Republicans. I would have a job on CNN by the end of the statement. CNN would be, Kevin's got his own show. You know, it's funny to me, I watch how we throw each other away on the other side, but all you got to do is denounce. I would be worth tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. I know how smart I am and how I would go about it completely different. If Van Jones gets $50,000 to speak, I would get $250,000 to speak everywhere I want to speak. I would milk it like you wouldn't believe. And I'd speak 3-4 times a month. I would set up a charitable foundation. Oh, it would be a front. Total fraud. But it would be, I would get hundreds of millions of dollars into my charitable foundation, and I would do exactly what the Clintons are doing. Flying people around. I'd hire all my friends and people. Man, we would be an NGO acting like we are going all around the world doing good. So we wouldn't be doing nothing. I'm just telling you. This is what I would do if I was a lefty. So it would be easy to do. But anyway, let me go back to Biden. Yeah, so Biden admits that he's a sexual predator sneaking into a woman's dorm, but he got stopped by the cops. And the rest is history. And it was playful, as they said. He mistakenly followed a lovely group of women into an all-women dorm. Captain Demento, admitting in 2008. Now, keep in mind, that's 12 years ago. He's gone way beyond that in his diminished capacity, as they like to put it. He's way beyond that. And so now, they don't want him out. So my question to you is this. How long can they hide him? How long can it be hiding Biden? When do you think the light comes on for the Democrats that they screwed up? Because it's coming. Just like I told you guys, what's coming for the Democrats is the Huber report that's going to be indictments, and it's going to crush the soul of Democrats. For those who are moderates, let me tell you, tuck away your old Hillary gear, your Barack, your Obama-Biden, I almost said Obiden-Bama, Obama-Biden stuff. Tuck it away, because you're not going to want to admit you were a Democrat or you voted for him in a few months. But when's Biden going to emerge? And when he emerges, what's going to happen? Aren't you curious? A lot of people are. Nothing's going away here, folks. He's going to have to answer to the questions of Tara Reid. He tried to dismiss it with these 62 women staffers that said, no, Joe Biden's never done anything. Too much out there. Too much information. I can't wait. See, it always comes back on these Democrats. Their devilishment, their dirty deeds always come back. They think they've gotten away with it. They seem to believe that you know, information doesn't stay in databases, but it does.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All gates remain closed as an active shooter has been neutralized at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi, leaving one security force member injured. The facility has been on lockdown since early Thursday morning. Senators are looking into the impacts of coronavirus on the elderly.
COVID-19 has brought tremendous hardship and tragedy, imposing a deadly toll on seniors in particular.
Opening a hearing, Maine Republican Susan Collins noting the ongoing problems in nursing homes. President Trump on his way to Michigan, where he will tour a Ford facility. The president also participating in a listening session with African-American leaders. And the president will also get a look at some of the horrific flooding going on in the state as well. You're listening to USA Radio News. The latest numbers are out regarding jobless claims. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
More than 2.4 million Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, which is down about a quarter million from the previous week, but now pushes the total since the coronavirus outbreak began to more than 38 million. States with the biggest increases in claims last week were Florida, Georgia, and Washington. The biggest decreases in California, Texas, and Oklahoma.
Three people have been injured and a suspect is in custody after a shooting Wednesday night at Westgate Entertainment District in Glendale, Arizona. The suspect is expected to make his first court appearance on Thursday. These eyewitnesses described the scene.
The Bar Louie manager just told all of us to run to the bathroom, so everybody that was in Bar Louie ran actually into the restroom,
and we just barricaded ourselves in.
That audio courtesy of ABC 15 in Arizona. A motive for the shooting is not immediately known. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Nancy Pelosi will never give up because she knows this is the last time she will be speaker. And Nancy is, she's way up there in age. Oh, yeah, the boat. She makes herself look younger than she is, but she's way up there. She's far past her prime date. Let's put it that way. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. So Nancy's still trying. She's going to blow up Trump's budget, blow up the national debt, and she's going to get every little pet project she's ever wanted. It is absolutely the dream of Democrats to take advantage of this Chinese Wuhan virus, and they've already gotten a lot out of it. I'll give her credit. That woman works with a system better than anybody. I understand why people leave her there. I do. You may not like Nancy Pelosi. Let's face it, folks. Admit this. You may not like her, but she's effective for the Democrats. I mean, it takes some gall to say, I'm going to put $25 million into this budget so we get raises. So Congress gets not $25 million, but we get 25% raises. It takes some guts, because that's more money for Nancy in her retirement. It takes some guts to give $25 million to your pet project. It takes guts to say, I want to fund illegals, and you're going to give them an amnesty, and we're going to all these things that she does. The craziness. It takes guts, and she doesn't even flinch. Republicans would be, I don't know, we got to see what the optics of that. Nancy Pelosi's like, that is a leftist progressive agenda. Boom, done. Republicans are still thinking, you know, rubbing their navels, going, oh no, Cletus, what are you thinking? We need people like Pelosi on our side, just as, you know, as dogmatic about their ideology as she is. The problem is, everybody on our side, most people on our side, they got to weigh the optics. I'm not sure. What do you think? I don't know. What do you know? It could happen. Here's the ramifications. The ramifications of doing the right thing? Is there such a thing? The ramifications of doing the right thing. God. I keep telling myself, Kev, that army's not behind you when you make your comments, when you make these statements. That army's not behind you when you're speaking truth. And then I remind myself, I don't give a crap. I don't need an army behind me. So what, you face an army? You got to die someday. You know what an army will say if it takes 10 guys to defeat you, and you absolutely whoop the crap out of six of them, but you ultimately end up dying, you know what all 10 of them are going to say? That was the meanest, baddest little dude I've ever seen. But if you want to beg, oh, please, oh, no, man, then they're going to say, Yeah, I knew it. Chump. He's a chump. But you go out slugging, and one of them might go, oh, man, he died like a coward. But the others are going to go, I don't know who's telling that story. That's not true. The world remembers its warriors. And Nancy Pelosi, I can't stand the woman. I don't hate her, but I can appreciate her talent. She goes to bat for her side. Most Democrats do, man. Ideologues to their core, to their rotten core. We have the truth on our side, and we can't get people to go to bat. That's what you should be thinking about every time you think of a Lindsey Graham, every time you think of a John McCain or a Mitt Romney or a Susan Collins or a Lisa Murkowski and on. When you think of them, they won't go to bat for the truth. Look at what happens to you when you say the truth. And using me as an example, calling lying skanks, you would think would elevate you. I would say, Kevin, you were willing to say what needed to be said at the time. I got reprimanded at Fox one time because they asked me, where do you think the FBI messages went? And I said, well, it could be completely innocuous, or it could be that the FBI had something sinister planned for Trump. Kevin, surely you're not saying that the FBI would do something to harm the president. No, that isn't what I said. I said it could be a range of things. We don't know. I don't believe it's innocent. Nor do I believe they wanted to harm the president. But somewhere in between there is what they intended to do. And I'll tell you this, it's more towards harming the president than it is absolutely meaningless. That's what I said. And I got reprimanded. I mean, is that... It was at that point where I remember saying to myself, you know, if y'all are going to keep reprimanding me for nonsense, I don't even care about your job. Now, they fired me eventually over the lying skank comment, but I stand behind it. I know what a lying skank is, and that is what Kavanaugh's accusers were, all three. Two of them got noted, Swetnick and Blasey Ford. But there was the other one, that Hispanic name woman like Gonzalez or whatever. She was a liar, too. Haven't heard anything about her. Haven't heard anything about any of them. Why? Kavanaugh got appointed. Done. When's the last time you heard anything about Blasey Ford or Swetnick? When I talked about him? Or when Blasey Ford's attorney represented somebody else, because that happened recently, but that's it. Nobody's tracking those women. But I was right about them, and I'm not taking it back. Anyway, I want to talk about Pelosi and this stimulus. He's $3 trillion more. I heard her say with confidence, oh, they're going to address it. I'm going to tell you something, folks. Don't discount that Pelosi won't get another $3 trillion. That we're not bailing out cities the same way she said. I hope it's DOA. I hope McConnell has the male genitalia to say, screw you, Nancy Pelosi. But I don't know that we have those people in Congress. Now, the president says he's vetoing it no matter what. That one, I have more trust in than normal. But I can't tell you 100%. And I will tell you this. If he doesn't veto it, I will be incensed. I will tell you right now, if the president does not veto this, I will become, on that issue, I will become a squeaky wheel for him. Just so we're clear. I don't want people thinking, oh, Kevin, you said this about that. We've given enough money to the coronavirus, to the Chinese Wuhan virus hoax of 2020. We've given enough money. I know, it's only digital money, Kevin. They don't even print it anymore. It's digital. Doesn't matter. Never going to pay it back anyway, right? Run up the debt. Who cares? Well, I care. Because money's got to come from something. Somebody's going to get this generational bomb dropped on them. That ain't going to be us. We're going to be fine. I'm at an age where, you know, the clock is ticking down. It seems like it's ticking fast, right? It's not ticking slow. It's ticking fast. So, all I'm getting at here, folks, is we need warriors on our side. Here's Pelosi fighting for another $3 trillion. And, you know, but here's the little bit of the chip that tells me that something's up. There's a chip in it. See, because Pelosi wants to give, for the record, $2.2 trillion already delivered, right? Many, and that's the one she tacked on all the stuff. But it saved businesses and it helped some families get across the board. I'm all cool with that. I'm not cool with the pork, but I'm cool with us helping people out. Knowing it's a hoax, it's okay. Why do I say it's okay? Because Trump can put that money back in. But there comes a point where you can't put that money back in. Even somebody with the acumen, the business and financial acumen of Donald Trump can't do it. And that's where Pelosi's trying to push it over the edge. So while they're still fighting to keep the economies closed, locked down, we're hearing having debates on what's effective against the Chinese Wuhan virus and how long do these lockdowns need to stay, and we need to cure it completely. Even Bill Maher made the comment, are you people crazy? You can't sanitize the universe. We all know this. We know you're still going to get other illnesses. But still, here it is, the Paul Harvey moment. There was good news in this stimulus bill that Pelosi wants to pass. And this is what gives me pause. 14 Democrats went against it. I didn't look for the numbers. I mean, I didn't look for the names. But it was a 208 to 199. This thing really didn't have overwhelming support. 14 Democrats, one Republican, King. He went against it. Peter King, representative out of New York, he went with Pelosi. So in theory, it could have been 207 to 200. Seven votes, not for more stimulus. That's huge. I want you to consider that for just a second. 14 Democrats. My suspicion is 14 Democrats who went away from Pelosi, knowing everything I just told you about her, how powerful she is, how much money she raises, how dogmatic and ideologically bent she is, and 14 of her people said, uh-uh. Think about that flip. Think about what happens if those 14, if another 14 come over. What's going to happen? You know what's going to happen. She loses the gavel.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden's campaign is outraged tonight. Earlier this week, this show and others reported that during his last days as vice president, Biden requested the unmasking of Michael Flynn's name. Now, there was no obvious legitimate reason for Biden doing that. Biden wasn't leading any kind of investigation or interpreting intelligence. In fact, he was leaving in 8 days. It was clearly a political move, and that's wrong, if not illegal. If there's another explanation for what Biden did, we would like to hear it. But Biden is not interested in telling us anything about this. Instead, his flack denounced any story on the subject as, quote, dishonest media manipulation. In other words, exactly the kind of thing that should be banned by social media and likely will be if Joe Biden is ever elected president. What's amazing, what tells you everything, is that so many in the media agree with Joe Biden's flack and with the Biden campaign. There's nothing to see here. Unmasking is routine. It's important. It's no big deal. Well, you might ask, then, if it's no big deal, then why are the names of Americans caught up in foreign surveillance hidden from public view by law? Be quiet, they tell us. No more questions. What's interesting, this probably won't surprise you, is that these very same people, very much including Joe Biden, once had the opposite view of unmasking. 15 years ago, they were fighting to oppose John Bolton's nomination as United Nations ambassador. There are good reasons to oppose that, by the way. Bolton is a wild-eyed neocon who worships violence. His opponents never said that, though. They're neocon warmongers themselves. So instead, they attacked Bolton, and we're not joking, for unmasking. As Secretary of State for Arms Control and International Security, John Bolton made a total of 10 unmasking requests over a four-year period. 10 requests in 4 years. To give this some context, UN Ambassador Susan Rice made 7 unmasking requests in less than 2 months just for Michael Flynn's name. God knows how many others she unmasked. We still don't know the answer to that. Back in 2005, the New York Times called any unmasking at all, quote, unusual, and argued that John Bolton should be disqualified because he had done it. Meanwhile, the same man who would unmask Michael Flynn's name for political reasons had this to say about John Bolton's crimes. Watch.
I'm even more concerned about the failure of the committee to receive information relating to Mr. Bolton's request for NSA information and to identify U.S. persons that he wanted to know in those intercepts.
It's just wrong what he did. Unmasking an American citizen in a foreign surveillance transcript is just wrong. But Biden had a solution, a way to make it all better, more transparency.
It has been alleged, as I said, that Mr. Bolton has been spying on rivals within the bureaucracy, both inferior and superior to him. While I doubt this, as I've said publicly before, we have a duty to be sure that he did not misuse this data.
Oh, he was spying on people by unmasking their names.
Tucker Carlson giving some perspective on what goes on in the minds of the leftists, because when they do stuff, it's not bad. When you do stuff, it's bad. Trump bad, they good. Them good, right? Obama good. They're like cavemen, reptilian animals that think only one way. You know, they can't. They get blinded by ideology. Look, I get it. We're all victims of our environments and, you know, nature, nurture, and all the things that sort of make us who we are. But the one thing I can say about conservatives is you've learned how to think. And in thinking, you say to yourself, well, that's wrong. Even if Trump did it, and I might like Trump, it's wrong. Even if, pick your person. I don't care. Who do you really like? That's a, you know, Republican or whatever, an independent. You like Ted Cruz? It doesn't matter to us. Whoever's wrong is wrong. Not with them. Here's Biden unmasking Flynn, which, for the record, the panic that Trump caused is what led to this. And I talked about this the other day. The fact that Donald Trump, it fought back, and he led them to the point where They'd had all their minions doing their bidding for him, and finally, all these crooks in the Obama administration said, "We can't wait for unmasking. We just got to do it ourselves." And they put their names on it. They put their fingerprints on it, as it were. And we'll be talking a little bit more about that later. We could talk about it now because Sydney, I think her name is Sydney Powell. She brought this up a while back, and it was essentially how the Brits got involved with this whole thing. And I have to admit, I wondered, why did Christopher Steele ever involve himself in American politics? Everybody says, oh, he's a Brit who hates Trump. Okay, great. There are people all over the world who hated Trump. There are people all over the world who hated Obama, that hated Bush, etc. But Christopher Steele became the centerpiece. He was the epicenter of this entire thing with the, quote, Steele dossier, which we know, of course, was completely fabricated. So, you know, why was Steele, a Brit, chosen to provide a fake dossier that anti-Trumpers wanted created, but ultimately the DNC and Hillary Clinton paid for? Why wouldn't they select an American? And there's a theory about it, as I started listening to it, because Sidney Powell tweeted, Obama asked Brits to collect foreign and U.S. domestic signals on Trump Organization and campaign as early as August 28th of 2016. And this is a Brit organization, GCHQCSO did it with renewals and through transition requests per Susan Rice. So in other words, they're connecting the dots, and they know that the Brits were asked by the Obama administration and Susan Rice to do this. Now, back in March of 2017, I believe, here's what Napolitano said, and this is a partial transcript. Three intelligence sources have informed Fox News that President Obama went outside the chain of command. He didn't use the NSA, didn't use the CIA, didn't use the FBI, didn't use the Department of Justice. He used GCHQ. What is that? That is the initials for the British spying agency. 24/7 access to the NSA database. So simply by having two people go to them and say, President Obama needs transcripts of a conversation involving candidate Trump, conversations involving President Trump-elect, Obama is able to get it, and there are no American fingerprints. And that is what got me thinking. No American fingerprints. Now, The Guardian UK tried to provide some cover after Napolitano made this allegation. And here's what they said. The issue of GCHQ's role in the FBI's ongoing investigation into possible cooperation between the Trump campaign and Moscow is highly sensitive. In March, Trump tweeted, Barack Obama had illegally wiretapped him. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer claimed British spying agency GCHQ had carried out the bugging. Spicer cited the unsubstantiated, this is what the Brits are reporting, the unsubstantiated Fox News, and then they say Fox later distanced themselves from the report. Now, recall, Fox then told Napolitano, you got to step away for a while. You've made us too hot. Okay? Now, the article continues. The claims prompted an extremely unusual rebuke from GCHQ, which generally refrains from commenting on all intelligence matters. Now, why is this an issue for me? Because no, it would be like the CIA, does, if you were to say the CIA was involved in this, you know, bombing of blankety blank, the CIA would make no comment normally. But in this case, GCHQ said, they described what Napolitano said as nonsense. And here's what the spokesperson for them said. They are utterly ridiculous and should be ignored. Speaking of the allegations by Napolitano. So clearly, GCHQ was afraid. And they had to be afraid because now Trump's president, they're supposed to be our allies. We're supposed to be working together. And the guy that they, Barack Obama, and there are other governments who didn't want Trump because they felt like Hillary was going to get elected. They had been assured Hillary would get elected, so any shenanigans they pulled would be okay. Well, it wasn't. It was not. So this article continues. Instead, both U.S. and U.K. intelligence sources acknowledge that GCHQ played an early prominent role in kickstarting the FBI's Trump-Russia investigation, which began, here's the date, in late July 2016. They were a part of it. I suspect John Durham is looking over these timelines, folks, with some of the best investigators in the world, and his conclusion will be very simple. The Obama administration targeted Trump with the help of the Brits, and the National Security Advisor, who said it was by the book, lied.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.